Okay, hello LBB Challengers and welcome to week number 2. My name is Mary Strauss and I'm an Executive Platinum Gift Director along with Angela Sandbrook, who is a Diamond Gift Director, and Amy Gonzalez, who is a Senior Gift Director, and we will be hosting this call tonight. And we are very happy and grateful to, you know, to be here with you guys tonight, and I hope you guys are enjoying the LBB Challenge and all the information and the tips, support, motivation, and inspiration that we've been sending your way. It's really amazing to hear all about the reasons why you're doing this business and also excited to hear about what you're doing to make your goals happen. We love that we're hearing very little excuses. That's wonderful. It's clear that you guys are really serious about making this happen, and for you know, and we feel very honored to be a part of that. As mentioned on last week's challenge call, your weekly challenge was to have 30 conversations. And we hear that many of you have completed that, and that's wonderful. We're so proud of each of you. If you're not able to have those 30 conversations, don't beat yourself up. This will just be counterproductive, and it'll just make you feel terrible. So instead, just try to figure out why you didn't reach your goal and correct it this week. Because, yes, your homework will be to add another 30 conversations to your sheet. So figure out where you fell short. Was it a lack of leads? Was it a lack of focus? Was it a lack of dedication? Was it a lack of time or just bad time management? If it was a lack of leads, we're going to do our part tonight to help you resolve that issue today by dedicating this entire call to how to generate leads. Now, notice that I said our part because we can only tell you how. We can't do this for you. You will have to put in the work to get those leads, but I know you can. Okay, if it was a lack of focus or dedication that held you back from your 30 conversations, you just need to ask yourself if you really want this. Ask yourself why. Why are you doing this business? You have to stay laser focused on your why. Was it a lack of time that held you back? A really tough love, and I'll be real quick with this one, is it's tough because for me, I hear people say, you know, I don't have the time to do this business. And when I started this business, I had a full-time job. I was at that job, and it was draining. But, however, I made the time because it was important to me. This was my way out of the rat race. So I just turned the TV off at night. I gave up things, you know, just so that I can work this business. Working in the evenings was not always easy because I was tired and drained from that job that I hated. I just did whatever it took to get it done. That's the mindset you need to have. So with that being said, I want you to do everything in your power to get to those 30 conversations a week. We know you can do it. No excuses. Yes, you have to make sacrifices, but think how good you're going to feel next Monday when you have those 30 conversations, and those sacrifices would be so worth it. As you know, we do have a Facebook group, and it's been awesome communicating with you guys. We see all the teamwork and friendships being developed, and this is what we're all about. If you're not on Facebook, I would highly recommend it. This group is a private group, so it's okay to join. Okay, so now let's get started. We're going to have a fantastic call tonight. Angela, Amy, and myself have a lot of information to share with you tonight about how to generate leads. So grab a pen and paper, and let's get started. This call is also going to be recorded, so you can listen to it later. Okay, so how to generate leads. First of all, leads are like the lifeline of your business. So it's incredibly important to make lead generation a huge goal to learn. We're so fortunate to have a great training website that guides us on how to market online and offline. And when I started working at home, I didn't know what a lead was. I didn't know what internet advertising was. I didn't know any of that because I had a desire to learn. So I would sit down and I would, you know, try and get as much information as I could from it. Everything you need to learn is on that training site. There are so many ways to generate leads. At the beginning, it might feel like it's a big, overwhelming task, and I remember feeling like that when I first got started, so it's normal to feel that way. Just understand that you need to develop, and it will take time to master. You won't become an expert overnight since there are so many things to advertise. I'm the type of person that just gets overwhelmed very easily, so I just take it one method at a time, and I just went on the marketing list and in the training site and tried everything until I found my niche. And the cool thing is everything worked, but I found my niche, and it was with the internet because it fits my lifestyle better. I had a full-time job, and so building this business on the internet was convenient for me. With lead generation, you can work online and offline. You can work free methods. You can work low-cost methods. Some people like to get into the co-ops, the postcards, and the flyers, so no matter what your budget is, you can get these leads. If you have no budget, do the free stuff. If you have a little budget, do some of the low-cost advertising. If you want to talk to businesses or your community, do the offline marketing. If you want to work 100% at home, do the online marketing. Again, we have options for everyone that comes into this business. And sometimes I also hear people saying, I don't have the money to buy leads, or I don't have money to get into the co-op, so I'm not sure if I can do this. Honestly, don't even think like that. Do the free stuff. These options are there for the people that want to invest a little. I did the free stuff when I started. Now, I do understand some people do have a hard time investing into their business, and I do get that. I've been there. I can give you tons of different ways to get free leads and work this business for free or very low cost. I know many leaders that got to senior gift director without spending a penny. Then once people started growing their check, they start getting into the co-op, which is still very affordable, and that co-op has definitely paid itself back. So let's get started with the completely free stuff today, and Amy Gonzalez will go over this part of the information. So, Amy?
Hi, everyone. Well, it's so good to be here tonight. Let's first start off with our free online classifieds. Now, many of you have heard us talking about free online classifieds, and we mentioned that because it works. Now, free classifieds take time and consistency, but it's so worth it. Now, you can generate anywhere from 10 to 15 leads a day if you do it right and if you are consistent with it. The consistency is the key. Now, my favorite part is the free classified sites like Craigslist.org, Backpage.com, ClassifiedAds.com, and Facebook Marketplace. Now, for Facebook Marketplace, you can find that by going on to Facebook. And at the top of your Facebook on the search bar, type in Marketplace. And that is where you'll find the app that takes you to place your free ads. Now, with the free classifieds, you will receive the best results from Craigslist. And the reason being is because it has massive traffic. And we all love that it has so much traffic. But there are very specific ways that you need to use Craigslist. And if you don't do it exact, it's just not going to work for you. So we did write out the steps on how to place ads on Craigslist, and they're listed on the training website. But however, I'm going to go ahead and share with you some tips regarding Craigslist, and there are some tips I follow and how I'm having good luck with it all. I started out with using Craigslist because it was free, and in the beginning I didn't have any money to spend on placing ads or joining the co-op, and so I used Craigslist, and it's really been a great success for me. Now, I know we all have a love-hate relationship with Craigslist because they're super picky, and I recommend to try it, though, because it's free. And that's the great thing about it, and we all love free. Now, if you're pulling your hair out with Craigslist, just move on to something else. I don't want you to get frustrated with Craigslist. And in the beginning, I didn't know how to do Craigslist right away, so just be patient with it and try to take in some of my tips, and maybe I'll help you along with Craigslist. So you can be successful without it, however. But I do recommend using Craigslist because it really is worth it. So some quick tips on Craigslist. The one thing that you want to make sure that you don't do is don't post more than 2 ads a week. If you post a lot of ads, you'll get flagged and your ad is going to get deleted. So what I like to do is I like to post on Sunday nights and on Tuesday mornings. And making sure that I renew my ads every 3 days. Now, I don't post those 2 ads at the same time each day. I post one on Sunday night, and then I'll post the other one on Tuesday morning. And this will help you from getting flagged, deleted, or ghosted. And ghosted, for those of you who don't know the terminology of it, is when your ad when you post your ad and it looks like everything's posted, but then when you go back to check your ad, you can't find it anywhere. And that's what's being called ghosted. So every time you post an ad, wait about 10, 15 minutes, and sometimes it takes up to an hour for your ad to be posted. So be patient. And then go back to Craigslist, to the place that you posted your ad, and see if it's posted. Now, a lot of times you will start getting responses from those ads that you placed, and this is how you know that your ad was posted. A good rule of thumb, though, is that will be that if you are not getting responses from your ad, you're most likely ghosted. So Craigslist gets much traffic, and when your ads do get posted, you will get leads. But again, do not post more than 2 ads a week. That's just the rule of thumb that I use, and I've been through my share of being ghosted and deleted and flagged. So I'm just sharing all the tips that have worked for me along the way that I've found that's been successful for me. And I really like to share it with y'all because I really want y'all to be successful on Craigslist as well. Now, you'll want to post your ad without logging into an account. Now, this is a little bit different than creating an account and posting your ads. When you don't create an account, you'll see when you post an ad, it'll say log in to post an ad. Don't do that. All you need to do is go to the city that you want to post in and click on post ad. And from there, try to post an ad without logging into it as an account. I always do this, and I never log into an account. So this also helps for being flagged, ghosted, or deleted. It also helps you with entering a phone number verification. Now, for posting an ad for the opportunity, I would recommend to put it under customer service. And the reason being is that the category it gets a lot of views. Now, for posting an ad for gift membership, gifts or memberships, I post under small biz ads, creative services, or community/general. And I'll make sure to add pictures to all of my ads. You can now add up to 12 pictures per ad. And I've noticed that ever since I started posting pictures in my ads that I haven't been ghosted since I started doing that. And even I post pictures when posting an ad for referrals as well. So try not to one thing you want to do is try not to use your website on the ad, because all of us have the same URL. For instance, username.labellabaskets.com. And if we all use that same URL, we're most likely going to get flagged. So for those of you that have a domain name, that's perfect, because the domain name will be different. You can go to GoDaddy.com. They're very inexpensive. They're something like $9 a year for a domain name. And this is a little bit more advanced method. So if you're wondering what a domain name is, just ignore me. It's just another option that you have. If you do not want to get a domain name, it's okay. Then do not leave your contact information on your ad when you're posting it. Instead, at the end of your ad, put, please reply to this post for more information. And what will happen is that when people respond, you will get an email notification letting you know that people have responded to your ad. And then all you'll need to do is when you receive the email response from Craigslist, you will then need to send them an email with your website and have them call you for more details or more information. Now, this method is fine to use if you don't want to get a domain name, but some people find it easier to get a domain name so they don't have to do this step and waiting for a response. But it's totally up to you. One thing you want to do is keep your ads short and to the point. For example, gifting company looking for intelligent people for gifting consultants, or must have internet access and be able to dedicate at least 8 to 10 hours a week. Training provided on the internet via on the internet and via telephone. And please reply for more information. Now that ad is very simple. You want to just keep it simple and to the point. Now for placing ads for gifts or LBB Savers memberships, you can say get 20% off entire gift baskets and flowers, get free bonus LBB Savers reward or LBB rewards program, or get cash back from 1,000 online stores such as Target, Walmart, Macy's, Best Buy, Old Navy, and more. Get 80% off the hot deals. Save money, get online printable grocery coupons, and save 20% off the entire gifting store, and visit the www.yourwebsite. One thing to note is do not use the exact ad that we have mentioned. If you do, they'll most likely be deleted because they know when a duplicate ad is made and has been posted. So please change the ad around a little bit. Use your own wording or put in some other words. We don't want to take a chance of you getting deleted because of it's a duplicate ad. Now, you can use my ad as an example and just reword it. But if you copy it word for word, your ad will get deleted. It's just a precaution, and I don't want you to get frustrated with having your ad deleted or being flagged or ghost. And also do not say work from home. I always say telecommute or must have office setup or home-based positions. I like putting home-based positions most. And do not say Labella Baskets name in your ad, because if everybody uses the company name, they will not. They will know it's duplicated. So you don't want to do that. And I usually start off with something like, "Our company is looking for," or "A gifting company is seeking." Those are just a couple of things I use. And another little trick I have learned is to save the initial email from Craigslist that confirms that you've placed your ad. Then every 3 days, go back to it and check on the click on the link in the email that was sent to you from Craigslist, and click on it, and then you'll see the renew button, and then click to renew your ad, and this will push your ad up to the top of the list. So just make sure to check on your ads like every 3 days so you can renew your ads. This will always also help you. Will help you with not having to go through the approval process and creating an account. And if you're having a hard time getting approved with Craigslist, don't get discouraged. This is just something that will help you along the way. And also you will see that some of the major cities like Dallas, Miami, New York, et cetera, charge $25 to post. But most cities are free, so just look around for the free cities. And just remember with Craigslist, don't let it get you frustrated, and make sure to just always remember to renew your post every 3 days. And now here's Angela.
Thank you, Amy. I would like to recommend Backpage. It's like Craigslist, but they're not as picky as Craigslist. And there's also Facebook Marketplace, and you simply follow the same rules. Again, you can place 5 ads a month on Marketplace. I really don't want to encourage you not to give up on the free classifieds, because they do work. We have many great leads that use free advertising, and they get leads in the email box every day. Another method of advertising would be your warm market. And what is a warm market? Warm market is your friends, family, referrals. I know some people say, do I have to contact my friends and family? No, you don't have to mention your business to your family. However, you probably already have people that are sending these gifts anyway. So you might as well let them know you are the owner of a large gifting company. This way, when they need to send gifts, they will contact you. People like to do business with people they know. So don't forget to share the LBB Savers program. You can save your family great money, and they also get the LBB Savers program. Another great program they get is the cash back from the a rewards program, and they can save at Target, Walmart, Macy's, Best Buy, Old Navy, and more, and get 80% off hot deals and save money with the printable coupons. So this program is fantastic, and you actually get to help your loved ones save a great deal of money. Your job is to let them know about your opportunity, gifts, and that's it. No pressure at all. We have a grand opening email on the training site. I would definitely send that to everyone that's in your address book. We have team members that get good results with the grand opening email. Then we have some that say they sent out the grand opening email, and two months later, they got orders. You know, people buy when they have, you know, when they're ready to purchase a gift, but they will remember you if they know you. So some of them might not respond immediately, but at least they're aware of your new business. Do you have to contact people that you know about the opportunity? You don't have to, but there are many people that are working traditional jobs and not building residual income. I would simply just send them the grand opening email, and you never know. That might be something they're looking for. You can also share about your business in everyday conversations. Share how you love working at home and the freedom that you have. For example, you work around your kids' schedule. You don't have to sit in rush hour traffic. Whatever is your reason that you love working at home, just share that with them. It's funny how many people think that we talk to about how much they hate their job. We always hear that. How they wish they had some more time to spend with their kids, and they hate putting their kids in daycare centers. Well, when your friends talk about their jobs, talk about yours. Talk about how today you had a new team member reach the first level in the company, or talk about how you were able to help a customer pick a gift for their loved one. Then gently let them know that we're growing and expanding, and check out our website. No pressure. I never had one person get funny with me when I mentioned what I do. Many of them are fantastic in what I do because they have never heard of our unique company before. Another free method would be message boards or social media sites. These are great ways to generate leads, connecting with friends and having fun. I'll start with message boards, which is also referred to as forums. You're probably familiar with the word forum. When I enrolled, I used to enroll many people from message boards. Basically, you go to Google and you do a search for work-at-home message boards or work-at-home forums. The big forums are work-at-home with work-at-home moms are WAHM, WAHM.com, and MoneyMakingMommy.com. There are three different ways to work forums. You can post an ad in the advertising folder. A lot of these forums have different folders, especially set up so you can advertise your business. Number two, you can join the conversation that they are having. When you register for the forum, you will be asked to list your name and website. This is good because when you join the conversation, they will see your name and website. The information in your signature line is key. I love signature lines because just by placing it there, it's always on your site, so it's always there, and so when they're reading that thread, they can see it. Some forums that you place a banner, so you can get any of our banners and place it on the registration section. Get creative with the banners. Some message boards have folders just for Labella Baskets representatives. This is my absolute favorite. You can join other FBB webs. You can ask questions pertaining to your business, and then there'll be outsiders looking in for work at home that are not LBB consultants. They're just merely checking out the LBB board and reading the thread, and they're seeing what we're talking about. Eventually, some of them will message you and about the opportunity about the gifts. So I would recommend when you're posting to always keep the conversation positive. People want to join where there are positive people. And then, of course, there's other social networking sites. This is a very condensed version. I'm sure you can tell there's a lot more. But for now, I want to talk about Facebook. There are a billion active users on Facebook. Another site is cafemom.com. It's a social networking site just for moms. There are other social networking sites like Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. LinkedIn is great too. A lot of professionals use it. Twitter, I do use it a lot, but I haven't used it much lately, and I like to get back to it because I do like Twitter. It's a good method to get into because you get to use that hashtag where you list everything as a group, and people can find you that way. I try to focus on one social media method and when I first joined, and then learn more as you go along. But let's get back to Facebook. Facebook has 1 million active users. So if you're not on Facebook, you really need to be. It's just too good. I've enrolled people from Facebook. If you like to keep your personal Facebook separate, I respect that, and a lot of us do. In case you know, you can create a fan page or a business page and use that for your business. There are some videos on the training site regarding how to set up a fan page, and those are excellent videos. You go step by step. Just log into the training site and click on site index. I love the site index. If you ever forget where something is, click on that site index and it lists everything on our training site. And when you click in there, just go to social media banner. When I started, I was very basic. I very slowly started watching what others were doing, and that's how you learn. If you're imitated by Facebook, you know, I was too. Many people are at first. You know, a lot of us have young children or teenagers, and it used to be years ago it was something for them, so it was very unfamiliar. But now there's a lot of people on it, so you can feel comfortable once you get used to it. But I would definitely recommend to get on there, watch what others are doing, and just take it one step at a time. That's key to anything. You know, don't rush it, and then you will get the hang of it. With CafeMom.com, remember when MySpace was huge? Well, CafeMom is a cross between MySpace and Facebook. On CafeMom, you create a profile page. The most important thing you do there is you see on the homepage is to search for groups. You'll see lots of topics for moms, for example, Girl Scout moms, baseball moms. The one you're looking for is work at home mom. So when you're searching for a group, search for Work at Home Mom. You're going to find tons of groups. Join the groups that have over 1,000 members on them and the group that are the most active. If you see that no one has really posted in a few months and, you know, no one's really going there, it's not really get much traffic. You can post ads on those groups completely free. You can also add new friends, specifically Work at Home friends. You can add stay-at-home moms, even though they don't work at home, many of them want to make extra money. You'll want to add friends every day so you can build up a network. This way, once you update your status or your journal, all your friends can see it. You can also communicate with other working moms. You can watch how others that are in Cafe Mom work the form. You know, just go in there and visit before you start posting away. See how others, and always read the rules for each group because they all have different rules and they all have a different thread that you can post on that was just for ads. Some may say no ads on this thread, so make sure you take a look before you just start posting away. And here are some other free leads. There are companies out there that give you free leads so you can test the leads. These are great for new team members. This will give you people to talk to right away. I've done this when I first started. I'll never forget my first call. It was horrible. You know, it wasn't comfortable, but that's okay. You know, in this business, sometimes you have to be bad before you're good. The good news is it's okay. Nobody will fire you or downsize you. Think, you know, to yourself, I'm going to make this happen. I'm not a quitter. So, you know, get on the phone, and eventually you will get more comfortable. Like anything, there's a learning curve. So use these free leads because they are free, and we love free. One of them is leadpower.com, a form will pop up for you to get your 10 free leads, and freesurveyleads.com. You can get 25 free per week or work your way up with referrals. Also, there's simplerleads.com. Create your account, then you can log in every day by clicking Member Login in the upper right-hand corner. Once you logged in, scroll down to continue to My Free Account. Then in the right-hand column, there will be a little link that says Free Leads. It's usually right under the picture ad and very defined. It says, to download today's Member Leads, click here. click there, and then you have to scroll down and copy the leads and paste them into Word or Excel. It's a long process, but they give you 30 to 60 free every day, so it's well worth it. When you work these leads, they have been resold, so this is good to know. Some of them might have bad numbers. They're not going to be perfect. Some of them might have bad email addresses and get sent back. Some of the leads will be jumping up and down to hear from you. You know, not all of them will be doing that, but some will want to hear from you. Most importantly, these are great for practice and going through the motion of getting a lead, making a call, leaving a voicemail, doing presentation, doing follow-ups. It's really good to get you going through the motions. It's good to practice on free leads versus a paid lead. I also have information on how to work free leads that I will be sharing with you guys this week, so stay tuned for that in the coming weeks. Keep in mind that these companies would try to upsell you and try to make you buy their leads, or you can just ignore that, the upsell, and get the leads for free. I don't recommend buying from these sites. You will get into purchasing leads in a few minutes. Another thing you can do is once a month get one of the templates that is on a training site and send it to people that are in your address book. I call this recycling leads. Every time I send it out, I get people requesting information and I call that person. Now, if you send an email blast and you don't get great results, this means you just need to add more people to your address book. Your contact list, meaning you need to have more contacts in your address book. This is something you build over time. A lot of us has been here for years, or, you know, it takes time to build that list, but the money is in that list. It's an old marketing saying, and it's true. It's true. If you're building a list and you have those leads coming in every day, that is key. So if you're talking to people consistently each month that you send out an email broadcast, you'll get better results because it's a larger audience that are receiving your email. I remember sending out my first email broadcast ever. I didn't get anyone to respond. You know, I remember people saying, well, you know, just keep on building up your pipeline. So the next month I did it again. And I had a couple of responses, and every month it's been consistently growing from there. So make it a part of your monthly routine to send out those email blasts. And now here is Mary.
Thanks, Angela. Okay, so I'm going to go over some low-cost advertising. Postcards are a great low-cost advertising method. You can get leads for the business opportunity very inexpensive. They are great for new consultants. Very effective. You can get 200 postcard leads when you go to www.hbbleads.com. Then you can buy just some white plain postcards from the post office and fill them out, and then you'll start getting some calls. And the message that we put on there we like to use will be this. It'll be, hi, whomever you're, you know, mailing it to. So I'm just going to use Karen. So, hi, Karen. I would like to speak to you about a part-time /full-time career opportunity with our company. We offer great pay and consultant benefits. Call me at, and then I'll put my phone number in there, and then I sign my name. And you will be tempted to write down your website, but we have tested it, and you will get better results if you just leave your phone number down there. That'll get your phone ringing. Okay, so let me reread the message I write. Hi, Karen. I would like to speak to you about a part-time full-time career opportunity with our company. We offer great pay and consultant benefits. Call me at, then my phone number, and sign my name. Okay. Now, using the hbbleads.com, you will get their mailing address. However, we have found a way to get their email addresses too. When you're viewing your leads in their back office, click on the print option, then select print preview, and then you're going to see the email addresses. Okay, now moving on to the marketing material, you log into our training site and click on the marketing tab. There you're going to see flyers, business cards, postcards. You can print marketing material that was created for, you know, the company, or there in our company, we like to use VistaPrint. I'm sorry. They have a professional-looking material, and I've used them, and I know a lot of people use VistaPrint. They have some great deals, too. They run lots of promotions with free marketing material, and a lot of times you're only paying for the shipping. You can use the marketing material anywhere, okay? You can use them on bulletin boards, counters at restaurants. When you give a tip, leave your card. You can give them to moms at playgrounds that your kids play with. You can drop them off anywhere. Yard signs, depending on where you live, you can put them in your front yard if you do have high traffic, and it's okay to do that. Car magnets or car lettering, and these are awesome. You're driving and advertising. A couple of things I would recommend, though. Pay attention to the other people that are doing marketing and just see what they do. But I've had a hard time seeing car magnets, magnets from the side. But however, if you put them, the lettering on your back window or the magnets on the back, you can see it a lot better. So I would highly suggest maybe putting in the back of your car. And if you get a car magnet, I would suggest using a domain name because it's going to be easier to write down rather than a long URL. So if you do get a domain name, keep it short so that people can remember your name, okay? Because if you get it longer, a lot of times they won't be able to see that name, and it'll take them too long to, you know, copy it down. Car magnets are something that will just pay for itself over and over again. Now, flyers. We have some team members that are pretty new to the home-based industry and are new to internet advertising. Some like to use the flyers. Flyers are on our training site, and again, they're all free. You can get one and edit it with your information and just start handing them out. This is a free and simple method, and you can place them all over town, places such as apartment boxes, laundromats, subways. Sometimes grocery stores will have their bulletin board up there. Anywhere that has that bulletin board and people are posting flyers. Many like to make up routes so that they'll go around and refill those flyers every week. But you have to do this consistently, at least several months to get results. So don't just put that up there, you know, a few weeks and say, okay, well, I'm not getting anything. This isn't working. It does take time. Okay, and remember, there's probably lots of people in your hometown that don't know anything about the LBB opportunity, and lots of people that would also love the gifts and the LBB Savers program. So don't think that anything's off bounds or that, you know, no one's going to want it. You can also put a business card on each flyer. Now, while you're doing the flyers, you can also start learning how to post ads online and then do internet advertising. There are many ways to advertise online, but start off with one method that you feel comfortable with. And here's a good tip, too. Get a stamp that says gifting consultants needed, work part-time, full-time, with your website, your phone number, or save 20% off entire gifting store every day, no coupons, no expiration dates, and your website and phone number. So every time you send out a bill, stamp it with all that information on there. And stamps are very inexpensive. Now, Angela's going to cover the paid inexpensive leads. Angela?
Okay, thanks, Mary. We like self-serve leads. Excuse me, my battery just ran out of my phone. So I had to get another phone. These are third-party leads you can buy. We know people that have personally worked these leads. We like that they're affordable, and some have enrolled with them. So how do these words leak work? Order the 10-cent short-form leads. They also have a 1-cent, 3-cent, and 5-cent leads. But we like the 10-cent leads. You will see other leads that are telephone surveyed. Supposedly these leads have been called and screened, but we have tested them, and they're not any better than the 10-cent leads. We ordered 20 to 30 leads at a time. I choose the leads by my area code because a lot of times people like to hear from people that are in the same area code. When you get your leads, choose to view your leads. At that point, manually email your leads through your regular email account. So if you have a Gmail account, email them from Gmail. We have lots of sample templates on our training site. We'll then call them the next day. The important thing is to call them. It's nice that they get an email by you, and they'll get better results if you call them. Website advertising. The banner advertising, those are those little square button ads that we have. I can also do text advertisements To do this, you need to find a high-traffic website and place these ads. I like to advertise on work-at-home mom sites. That's where your, people can find you. That's your niche market. You want to do the same thing with your niche. You can go to google.com and type in work-at-home moms, work-at-home sites. Then you'll find a few. Then you visit the website, check out the advertising option. But before you purchase ad space, check traffic with Alexa, alexa.com. I actually have a on my toolbar. Any site I go to, I can see the Alexa rating, whether it's getting a high traffic to that site, and if it's just worth my time even to post there. If it's rated, you know, usually it goes by the lower rating. Anything under a million, you know, 200,000 is excellent site. So you want the low a good site where you know you're going to get the most traffic. Before you purchase ads space, I always check the traffic ranking. So go to that alexa.com. You want to make sure that the website you're advertising has lots of traffic. So when you are in alexa.com, you type the website name. Then you will see a number next to the website name. The lower the number ranking, the better. So, example, Google and Facebook has ranking number one. Anything under 100,000 is good. You can also ask your enroller about some sites that they advertise on, too. So that's good. Also, there's community newsletter and church bulletin boards. This is very inexpensive. You can do basic text ads, gifting consultant needed, pay twice a month, member of BBB, your phone number, your website, need to send gift basket and flowers, save 20% off entire store, your phone number, and of course, and then your website. Lastly, there's co-ops. I'm sure you heard about our co-op. Anyone who is welcome to participate in the co-op. This is perfect for anyone who wants to invest little in their business. If you're not ready to invest, that's okay. There are tons of free marketing resources for you. However, if you have the $20 to invest in the business, that is what I would recommend to put your money in. For those of you that are wondering, what is a co-op? Basically, the company places ads on major job boards. We have Beyond.com, Career Builder, FindTheRightJob.com, and ChristianJobs.com. People see the company ad, and if they want more information, they fill out the form. The people that are on the rotator get those leads rotated evenly, and these leads are very receptive, and they're a pleasure to speak with. People ask, how many leads will I get a day? We don't sell leads. We basically place the ad and wait for people to fill out the form. You know, some days you may get more leads than others, but, you know, I can tell you that all the top producers are on the co-op because they are good leads. I remember when I first started growing my check, the first thing I did was get into the co-op, and there was no question about that because we didn't have it when we first started this company, and I wish we did, and now I'm just loving that co-op. If you want more leads, get 2 shares, and then also get the generic leads, which is the selfserveleads.com. That's how I would invest my money. So now here is Mary.
Thanks, Angela. So those are our lead generation methods that we use, and the nice thing is that once you start enrolling more people and selling more gifts, you can go and get some more leads get more ads and get more leads. I'm sorry. More leads means more money. Some of these methods required me to get out of my comfort zone, but I truly believe that we all have to get out of that comfort zone to reach greatness in life. And the truth is, if you want it, you will do it to get it done. And we have a lot of resources in place to help you master lead generation. There is no way that we can help you master lead generation in just 1 hour. So we will be sending you homework assignments on all of these items to keep you busy. But before we leave, just wanted to say that we didn't have a lot of experience in lead generation. We started tackling one method, then the next, and so forth. And we know that if we can do it, you can too. So, again, take a deep breath and commit to being a student, and you will be a master in lead generation in no time. And this concludes week number 2 for our LBB Challenge. Next week, we will talk about scripts and how to get those enrollments. And again, look for more information about the leads. It's our goal and our mission to see you guys reach success. So with that being said, I want you all to have an amazing and productive week. Good night, and thank you for coming on the call.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.